Welcome to Why I Love, the podcast where we explore one simple but powerful truth. Before we can truly love others, we must first learn to love who we are. In a world full of noise, distraction, and hurry, this show is a place to slow down, reconnect, and rediscover daily practices that help us live with more presence and purpose. Today, we turn our attention to something beautifully ordinary, the grocery run. What if your next errand could become a small, sacred practice, a short training ground for loving yourself and the people around you? Over the next few minutes, we'll walk through a story, a lesson, a practical checklist you can use right away, and a short reflection to help you plan your own sacred run. Love within, love without. Let's begin the journey.
Before we dive in, I want to ask a question that might feel small, and then quietly big enough to change an ordinary day. What if your next errand could teach you to love yourself just a little more, and to notice an opportunity to love someone else in a small but real way? Hold that question with me for a moment.
A few months ago, I was rushing, in the middle of the week, list in hand, thinking only about the fastest route through the store. I grabbed a cart, checked my phone for messages, and hustled past the produce. Halfway through, I saw an older neighbor I recognized from our street, bent over the cereal shelf, a little confused about which box was gluten-free. I had a choice. Keep moving, brow furrowed and thinking of dinner, or slow down and help. I set my phone face down in the cart, walked over, and asked if they wanted a second set of eyes. They smiled, relieved, and together we compared labels. It took less than 30 seconds, but as we chatted, I noticed something shift in me, a softening, like a muscle remembering how to reach outward. I left with my groceries and a small exchange of kindness that made the rest of my day feel fuller. That tiny moment stuck with me because it was ordinary, and ordinary is where we live most of our lives.
Why does a small thing like that matter? Because the ordinary is where habits form. The grocery run is a daily or weekly pattern for many of us, a repetitive, low-stakes environment where we can practice presence. Psychologically, our brains cement patterns through repetition. Spiritually, any everyday action can become an act of intention when we bring awareness to it. When we choose nourishing food with self-respect, we are affirming that our bodies and needs matter. When we put the phone away, even for 10 minutes, we create space to notice faces, signs of struggle, or chances to encourage someone. Little acts, a door held open, a genuine smile, offering help with a heavy bag, compound. They teach us to value others and ourselves in equal measure.
There's also a deeper truth many traditions name simply, treat others as you would treat yourself. That phrase invites a balance. Self-love here is not indulgence, it's respect. If you choose food that sustains you because you matter, you are better positioned to offer a kind word or a helping hand. Small acts of neighboring, done respectfully and safely, remind us that community is stitched together by little gestures. Over time, those gestures remake our default posture from distracted isolation to attentive presence.
I also want to acknowledge something honest. For some folks, approaching strangers feels risky or awkward. That's valid. The sacred run isn't about forcing conversations or pretending bravery you don't have. There are gentle, low-risk ways to practice neighboring. Make eye contact and smile, hold the door, offer to reach an item on a high shelf, or simply say, excuse me and thank you, with warmth. Respect boundaries. If someone looks closed off, give them space. The goal is not heroism. It's small, kind attentions that affirm our shared worth.
All right, let's get practical. Here is a short sacred run checklist you can use next time you're headed out. 1. Mindful selection. Choose one or two items because they nourish you, not because of an ad or a trend. 2. Phone-free zone. Set your phone to silent and keep it tucked away until checkout. 3. One small kindness. offer something simple and safe, a smile, a brief direction, or help with a bag only if invited. 4. Gratitude pause. Before you leave the store, take a breath and name one thing you're grateful for about your life today. 5. Brief blessing or intention. A short sentence you can say under your breath. May I be kind. May I be brave to notice. And carry it into the rest of your day. Try them together, or start with just one. Consistency matters more than perfection.
If it helps, write that checklist on a small card in your wallet, or set a reminder on your phone labeled Sacred Run, so the reminder itself becomes part of the practice. Start small. Maybe this week you only do the gratitude pause. Notice how that single breath colors the rest of the errand.
Now I want to invite you into a short reflection to help plan your own sacred run. I'm going to ask 3 questions. Take a breath between each one and listen inwardly. Question 1. When was the last time a small, ordinary moment changed the tone of your day? Notice what happened. Question 2. What one small action could you realistically add to your next grocery run? Something you won't resent doing. Maybe it's putting your phone away or offering a smile. Question 3. What resistance do you feel? Hurry, fear of awkwardness, a sense that it won't matter? And what is one tiny step that sidesteps that resistance? Jot a note or keep it in your mind. The practice isn't about perfection. It's about choosing, again and again, to show up a little more present.
To close, a short thought to carry with you. Ordinary errands are not meaningless chores. They are windows, small, repeated opportunities to practice loving well, inwardly and outwardly. When we learn to treat ourselves with simple respect, we create the capacity to be kind to others without burning out. When we look up from the screen, we may find neighbors around us, ready for the smallest of human courtesies. These tiny moments, brought together over time, change the way we live.
Thank you for joining me today on Why I Love. If this episode moved you, try the Sacred Run this week, even one element of the checklist, and notice what you learn. If it felt helpful, share it with someone who might need a simple, doable practice to bring presence back into their days. Subscribe so you don't miss future episodes, and if you'd like to leave a note about your experience, we'd love to hear it. Love who you are, and watch the world change. Why I Love. Because we're more together. Love who you are, and watch the world change.